You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 976. Today's Devo is called Don't Doubt, Sprout.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Today is April Fool's Day. It's April 1st. We don't have any jokes here, just devotionals, folks. But it's the day after Easter, and if you were busy yesterday getting all your kids in their Easter Sunday best, and you're exhausted from your ham lunch and all the family, now you're back to work. We hope that today's devotional is just what you need. Stephanie Alessi Muina, my beautiful daughter, is here this morning, and she's going to take us through our devotional today.
Let's do it. Just want to say, Mom, you did beautiful last week with all of your devotionals about Easter. That was so motivating, and you left us on a note about when Jesus said it is finished, it was a victorious finish. It wasn't a defeated finish. So now we get to walk in his victory. We get to walk in his authority. We are not defeated. We are victorious along with Christ. And I found this Bible verse, 2 Peter 1:3, that goes in line with that belief and with that theme. And it says, his divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Let me read that one more time. His divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life. When I read that, it really stuck with me. And I was going over that idea of his divine power has given us everything that we need. His divine power has given us everything we need. And coming off the heels of Easter, it is a perfect mash to remember that his divine power came from him defeating death on the cross and him rising up in victory, him coming back to life. That's the divine power that they are talking about in the word. So now he's given us that divine power that we need to live a godly life. So what does that mean? Do not doubt yourself. Do not doubt yourself when you want to change. Don't doubt yourself if you want to be better. Instead, sprout. Instead, grow. Now you don't have to try to change your old ways all by yourself. You now have the power of Jesus in you to change. Because I was praying this morning, God, help me be a better wife. Help me be a better mom. Help me be a better friend. Help me be a better daughter. And if you're anything like me, that is a very big prayer to pray. Because there's a lot that I have to change. There's a lot that I have to do to change. There's a lot of times I have to hold my tongue. There's a lot of times I have to stop my thoughts from going down dark paths of comparison, of bitterness, whatever it is. I have to do a lot to stop myself from being in the flesh. But the hope is this, I don't have to do it by myself anymore.
That's right.
I have the divine power of Jesus' resurrection in me to grow and to change. And you have that divine power in you. I have no idea what it is you face every day, but I'm sure it's hard. You may have a spouse that is impossible to be around. You may have kids that are so hard. You may have parents that maybe have raised you in an environment that is extremely traumatic or really hard. You may have a family that you are scared to be a part of because it's hard to change the patterns of that family. You may have a boss that is so difficult to be around, a workplace that is suffocating. I don't know what situation you're in right now, but I can tell you this, you are not alone. You can go into any environment with the divine power that is inside you and still rise above it. You can still change. You could still grow. You can change the way that you talk. You can grow your personality. You can be strong. You can control your tongue. You can control your thoughts. You can control how you respond to your spouse. You can control how you respond to your children because it's not you doing it by yourself. You have the power of Jesus in you helping you do that. Because Jesus died just 3-4 days ago, and because he rose again yesterday, you just had a beautiful Easter service yesterday. That is pretty much our Christian New Year. Because he came back to life and defeated death, you now can defeat your flesh every single day. Don't doubt yourself. Sprout, grow, be better, and know that Jesus is cheering you on. God is cheering you on every single day. And walk in that confidence, walk in that authority. Wherever you go, you can be stepping into that confidence and live that godly life. Amen. So let's pray. God, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for this Monday after Easter Sunday. You have died and you have rose again and you defeated death. You have done the impossible. Now, God, you are inviting us into this life of doing the impossible. God, we want to be better for you. We want to grow ourselves to please you, not to please man, but to please you and to make you happy. So God, be in us, grow in us, show us where we can change, show us where we can be better, show us where we can contribute to our household, where we can contribute to our workplace and be stronger, be more peaceful, be more joyous, be more unifying, be more kind, be more patient, whatever it is, God, wherever it is we need to grow, help us as we do so. We thank you for this wonderful life we get to live, and we thank you for the resurrection power that you have now given us because of the work you did on the cross. And in Jesus' name we all pray, amen and amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.
Oh, happy April Fools. I'm pregnant.
Really?
No.